You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison teacher who was killed in the December school shooting will be honored at a national memorial. 42-year-old Erin West was loved at Abundant Life Christian School. She was the substitute teacher coordinator. WKOW reports her name will be added to the National Memorial to Fallen Educators. It falls under the umbrella of the National Educator Hall of Fame in Kansas. The memorial includes three large stone books. They're all engraved with the names of teachers who died serving others. It was created after the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 and is the only memorial dedicated to teachers who died on the job because of violence, accidents, or illness like COVID-19 they caught at work. With 189 names, the memorial is now almost full. The organizers have a fundraiser to add more books to hold more names. West will be added to the memorial in a ceremony June 20th. Meanwhile, the Abundant Life shooter's father was just in court. Jeffrey Rupnow faces three felonies for allegedly supplying the gun his daughter used to kill West and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and hurt six more, the same gun she used for her own suicide. The court appearance was uneventful. Lawyers scheduled a preliminary hearing for July 24th. That's where a prosecutor has to prove to a judge, basically, that they have enough evidence to move forward with a case. Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan had previously said no one knew the girl better than her father and that his actions contributed to the shooting. Rupnow is charged with two counts of intent to sell a dangerous weapon to someone under 18 and contributing to the delinquency of a child. If Rupnow is eventually convicted, each one of those three felonies could carry a sentence of up to 6 years in prison and up to a $10,000 fine. Of course, we'll continue to follow this case as it moves through the court system. Madison police are increasing patrols at specific spots around the city, namely the places where data shows there are the most crashes. Each week, they'll review the numbers and choose a new spot to add those extra patrols, hoping to make those specific intersections safer. They'll continue this initiative until September. And good news for travel in western Wisconsin. That bridge that connects Wisconsin and Iowa is back open, at least for now. The Lansing Bridge had to close about 3 weeks ago when sensors detected movement. Iowa officials have determined it's safe for cars and trucks to drive over it. Meanwhile, they're already building a new bridge right next to the existing one. They will have to close the existing bridge while they work on the new one, but they won't do that until after the 4th of July holiday weekend. And the latest in one of the lawsuits against the Trump administration, where Wisconsin is one of the plaintiffs. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding. Wisconsin is one of about two dozen states that sued in April. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
To get more Madison and Wisconsin news straight to your inbox every week, you can sign up for our newsletter at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball game two of the Brewers and Braves series tonight in Milwaukee. The Brewers looking to bounce back after losing last night 7-1. Atlanta's Matt Olson smacking a two-run homer off the first pitch thrown by Brewers lefty D.L. Hall in the fifth.
Coming out of the pen, you can't be soft out the gate. You gotta go right at him, and I kind of eased into the first pitch, and he made me pay for it. He's a good hitter. So he did what he was supposed to do. I should have been locked in sooner.
The Braves ending their 7-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers begin their 3-day mini camp. Quarterback Jordan Love asked about facing Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers in October in Pittsburgh.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. I'm excited for it. You know, I can't wait to be on different sides, meeting up. And I know we'll talk pregame, things like that. And hopefully we can exchange jerseys after.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Lilo and Stitch is still the box office champ. The biggest hit of the summer so far pulled in $32 million last weekend and is now pushing $800 million globally at the box office. The film is showing some great gams with only a 50% drop despite being in its third week of release. The number two spot goes to From the World of John Wick, Ballerino, which brought in a less than expected $26 million in its opening weekend and $51 million globally. The eighth installment of Mission Impossible saw only a 45% drop in its third week of release. Final Reckoning is currently at $450 million globally. Karate Kid Legends brought in $8.5 million to come in fourth place, and gruesome horror film Final Destination Bloodlines continues to show incredible staying power by coming in fifth place and pulling in $6.5 million in its fourth week. The film has now pulled in $250 million worldwide. The 2025 Tonys are in the books, and the big winner from Sunday night's event was Maybe Happy Ending. The production, a love story about two abandoned robots, was named Best Musical and brought in six other awards as well. According to Variety, the play struggled to find an audience until the reviews came in. Similar to the moving picture box office, the theater industry seems to be back on track following the pandemic, with $1.89 billion in ticket sales, which is a record. Brendan Jacobs Jenkins became only the third playwright to win Tonys in consecutive years with this year's Purpose, a hilarious look at a civil rights leader's dysfunctional family, which won Best Play. Other highlights from the evening include Succession's Sarah Snook, who was named Best Leading Actress in a Play for The Picture of Dorian Gray. And in sad Tony news that really isn't that sad, George Clooney was a bridesmaid for Best Performance by a Leading Actor in Good Night and Good Luck. Still nice to be nominated, or so I'm told. Hollywood oddball Jared Leto has been accused of sexual misconduct from 9 women. According to Airmail, the Oscar-winning actor has a history of texting underage girls, even calling them in the middle of the night and making inappropriate sexual remarks. According to Yahoo Entertainment, one alleged victim, a Los Angeles DJ, claims she was assaulted backstage by Leto, even though she was only 17 at the time. Representatives for the My So-Called Life actor deny all claims. Netflix has released the trailer for Tyler Perry's latest Madea installment, Madea Destination Wedding. Please don't turn off the radio. Say what you want about Perry and this franchise, which is now 20 years old, but it is impressive that not one of the films has ever been rated fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, and they keep getting greenlit. The franchise started in 2005 with Diary of a Mad Black Woman. For what it's worth, Perry has been part of good films and projects. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and even warmer with a high in the mid-80s. Scattered thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.